I am Karuk, a singer, songwriter, producer living in Nashville.
If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun. Such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one.
If I Were a Fish was written when I was feeling out of place and like I didn't fit in. I was getting a lot of hate comments online.
Why is everybody on the internet so mean?
And so my girlfriend, Olivia Barton, wanted to do something to make me feel better. She was like, let's make something weird. Like, what's the weirdest thing that you can think of? And I said, well, if I were a fish, I think that all of the weird things about me would be cool. And she was like, that's weird. Let's do it.
Flopping around and singing my song. I'd say, damn, they're cute and sing along.
We just sat in the car, writing the song, just slapping on the steering wheel, clapping our hands, just writing it like that.
Pop, 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 I'm the perfect shape.
I don't think that we intended on making a happy song. It just kind of happened. And I personally just love kazoo. And so I had to bring some kazoos on there.
If I were a fish,
I also wanted percussion, and it was really fun. There was three or four of us in the room. We were all just banging on different things. I think somebody was banging on a light pole. Somebody else was just patting on their knees. Olivia had a kazoo in her mouth, and I was just kind of banging away on this kick drum. And we just did maybe two takes and layered it over the acoustic take that we did. And that's really the song. It was very simple, but like very fun. Using an upbeat tone to talk about something serious is kind of my specialty. I think I've used humor to get through really hard times. Whenever I figured out that I could do that in music, it just felt like a really big missing puzzle piece for me.
If I were a rock, you would pick me up and say, that's a nice rock, skippiest on the lake. Pop, 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 I'm the perfect shape.
I think I'm constantly having to learn to accept new parts of myself because I'm constantly learning about myself. You know, I recently came out as non-binary, and that was really scary and a hard thing to learn about myself, but has been so wonderful accepting that part of me and embracing it. I was actually on tour whenever I kind of came out. My bandmates and I were in the car, and they were talking to me about pronouns and asking me what I wanted to do, and I was like, I just don't know, I'm not sure, I'm so scared to make the jump. And they were just like, why don't we just call you they them for the rest of the tour and see how it feels. And a month later I was like, this is it, there's no going back.
How lucky are we of all the fish in the sea? You get to be you and I get to be me.
You know, I think it's an interesting thing that I wrote the song from a place of like, I don't fit in, I don't have a community, I don't feel like people get me. And then to have a response of millions of people say, I get you, and I want more of this, and I feel this way too. I think that has been profound, not only as a musician in my career, but just as a human being. It has been really healing to be seen and heard by so many people.
That's musician Corinne Savage, professionally known as Karuk, and their song, If I Were a Fish. You can hear it on their upcoming EP, Serious Person Part 1.
If I were a fish, do 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 do.